AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran says it has fully reopened the Strait of Hormuz to commercial vessels. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Tehran's foreign minister says the vital waterway is again open as a truce between Israel and Hezbollah appears to hold. President Trump at first celebrated the announcement, but minutes later posted on social media a U.S. blockade of Iranian ships and ports will remain in force until there's a deal on ending the Iran war. He also says Tehran is working to remove all mines from the strait with American help. While British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomes the reopening announcement,
"We need to make sure that that is both lasting and a workable proposal."
He was in Paris for talks on forming an international mission to restore maritime security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Air Canada says it will suspend service to New York's JFK International Airport over the summer because of high fuel costs and limited supply. Tyler Robinson is in court in Utah. He's the man charged in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson's attorney, Richard Novak, wants more information on DNA.
"That was not the first time that we asked for these data files. And I am not casting aspersions at Mr. McBride and his team, because those data files are in the possession of their federal law enforcement partners."
Robinson also wants to ban cameras from the courtroom and says live broadcasts of the prosecution are violating his right to a fair trial. A UPS cargo plane had to abort its landing in Louisville, Kentucky earlier this week when a small plane crossed the runway just as it approached. Last November, a UPS plane crashed in Louisville after an engine fell off as it was taking off. 14 people were killed. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Supreme Court is handing a win to oil and gas companies
fighting lawsuits over coastal land loss and environmental degradation in Louisiana. The procedural decision gives the companies a new day in federal court after a state jury ordered Chevron to pay upward of $740 million to clean up damage to the state's coastline, one of multiple similar lawsuits. The companies were backed by the Trump administration and argued that the case belongs in federal court because they began oil production and refining during World War II as U.S. contractors. Louisiana's coastline parishes have lost more than 2,000 square miles of land over the past century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New Jersey Transit says fans trying to get to MetLife Stadium from New York City for a World Cup soccer match will pay $150 round trip. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.